I went back upstairs. Of course, Mona was sobbing.
What did I do wrong? Tell me, what did I do wrong?
You know very well you're angry with her, deeply angry. Your intentions weren't pure when you approached her. She's done something to you, something you can't forgive. You had to show her your power. You had to push it. You think she's kept secrets from you. Magic secrets, secrets you haven't explained to Quinn and to me. You've resented her all these years as the doctor, the mad scientist, the keeper of the keys to the magic, coming in and out of your death chamber and never really telling you what was happening. But other secrets, darker secrets, secrets that you and she and Michael know, not so? And now, here you knew you had the keys to a powerful secret. You condescended to her. And so she saw through this duplicity, this display of patronizing affection, and she was panic-stricken when she realized you weren't alive anymore, just as you wanted her to be. You wanted her to acknowledge your power, that next to you, she was nothing.
You really think so?
I know so. And you're not finished with her, not at all. Lestat, you've fallen in love with her, said Quinn. In love with who, Mona? I told you I love both of you.
No, said Quinn. You know I don't mean Mona. You've fallen completely in love with Rowan, in a way that's not like your infatuation with us. But you can't have Rowan. You just can't.
Mon Dieu,
I whispered. I crossed the hall, went into my bedroom, and shut and locked the door. There stood Julien in his natty white tie regalia, arms folded smugly.
That's right. You can't have her, he said, laughing. No, never. Not Rowan Mayfair. Never, ever. Not the magnate, not the creator of the family's public dreams, the family's philanthropic wonder, the family's guiding star. You can't ever have her. And you shall have all the fun of watching her from afar and never knowing what might happen to her. Old age, sickness, accident, tragedy. Won't it be something to behold? And you can't ever interfere. You don't dare.
There stood beside him little Stella.
Don't be so mean to him, Uncle Julien, poor darling.
Oh, but he is a mean creature, Stella, dearest. He took our beloved Mona. He deserves nothing but the worst.
Pounding on the door, Mona calling my name over and over again. They were gone, the ghosts. She came into my arms.
But I can't bear it if you're angry with me. Tell me you're not. I love you with my whole soul.
No, no, never angry, I said. Let me hold you tight, my fledgling, my darling, my newborn one. I adore you. We'll fix everything. We'll make everything perfect for everyone. Somehow.